Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 10th of September 2024. Today's topic is Standing for the Truth. Our text today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verses 12 through 17. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. Verse 13. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go ye up, and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. Verse 17. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Key verse 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 12. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. Alice saw some bad boys when they broke into the school administrator's office to steal some valuables. Now the whole school was thrown into confusion as the search for the criminals continued. Three innocent boys were wrongly accused, and the school was about taking a decision to expel them. The actual criminals knew that Alice saw them, and were afraid she would expose them being a Christian. The boys approached Alice with gifts, if only she would keep quiet. Alice rejected their offer and vowed to do the right thing. The boys left, then threatened to beat up Alice if she dared expose them. Not moved by their threat, Alice went and told the school administrator the whole truth. Christians are expected to always say the truth irrespective of any opposition or threat. We should not fear people more than God. Do not yield to threat by anybody to do something that will make God angry with you. Be truthful and honest at all times. Prayer for today. Help me, God, to always stand for the truth and please you in all things in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Further reading, Acts chapter 4 verses 15 through 20. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.